Otis, first I'm going to say thank you very much for doing an interview with me today. I'm looking forward to you coming to the UK in a few months' time, near the later part of the year. Are you looking forward to coming over and doing these shows?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's always a great honor coming there. We've been coming there since 64 to here in 2016. So, you know, we always try to come to England about at least every 18 months of each year. You know, I think there was a time when we hadn't been there in about a couple of years. But we try not to let it be too many years go by, because, you know, we have such devoted, loyal fans that they would like to see us. And we're coming to England with two new members, you know, Larry Braggs and Willie Green Jr. to go along, to come along with Ron Tyson, Terry Weeks, and myself. So we're coming with a fresh show in comparison to when we were there about 18 months ago. So it'll be a new show when we come to England.
And I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you guys coming over, but you're actually coming over with the Four Tops, so I know you've performed with quite a few times before over here and all around the place, but also you've got Tavares as well, so that must be quite exciting. That it's, I mean, it's basically like the greatest, I think that's one of the greatest lineups possible.
Well, you know, it adds such spark to have Tavares, Four Tops, and the Tips, you know, so we like to think that's a great lineup, because we've had success with that lineup before when we were over in England about 2 or 3 years ago with the Temps and Tavares and Four Tops. So Danny Patash, I guess he would like to try it again and see if we still have the magic with that combination. And so we're coming over there to do what we do.
And yeah, so you're coming over, you're doing all these shows all through the country, and I take it that you are performing at other places all around the world as well this year.
Yeah, we're waiting to find out what our lineup will be, but we do know we're coming. You know, I think England will be our last. You know, not last, but we'll close out whatever dates and tours that we have will be in England. So we're looking forward to coming.
A lot of people look to you, it's because you are the longest standing member of the Temptations, and a lot of people do see you as basically the backbone to the group. So how does it feel when now you look at, you're mentioning some of the new guys that have come into the band, how does it feel that you're now bringing new people, bringing in new blood into this group?
Well, you know, it's still a wonderful honor. I'm very thankful to God, and I'm blessed to be able to continue, you know, 56 years later, you know, because we had no inclination that we would still be able to do it at such a high level 56 years later, you know. So I'm just blessed to be able to still do it, you know, and I come with the same kind of energy, love, and eye of the tiger that I had when I was much younger, when we came to England in 1964. So some things don't change, you know, far as being able to do what, you know, I love doing, and finding that we have great fans with the English people, that is just a wonderful and encompassing feeling.
So you're coming over later this year. You've done many tours over here as well. But I just want to talk a little bit about some of the more. I was having a look at one of your most recent albums, the Still Here album from 2010, which I thought was a great selection of songs, but I was thinking if you guys would actually be doing more music, or if you've got any new music coming soon, or...
Well, we plan on going in the studio sometime within the next few months, hopefully before we get to England, but we're going to go into the studio with the new members, you know, Larry Banks and Willie Green, Ron Tyson and Terry and myself, so we hopefully will have that done and completed by the time we come to England.
Brilliant. Okay, so I just want to talk about some of the older songs, because I didn't realise this until a little while ago, that the first song that the Temptations released, Oh Mother of Mine, was actually co-written by yourself, and that song did have a massive impact as it was in the early days of Motown. But what's that been like for you, actually writing your own music, especially for the group?
Well, writing is one of the things I enjoy doing. I've been writing songs ever since I was about 16 years old. You know, the first hit, I guess I can, I'm safe in saying it was a hit, a regional hit anyway, that I did was called Come On. And that was when my group was The Distance, D-I-S-T-A-N-T-S. And Mr. Gordy heard that record because it was very popular in certain surrounding areas of Detroit and Michigan itself. And Mr. Gordy was so impressed with it that he gave me his card and he said he liked the group and the record. Would I come see him once we became Disenchanted, with the little label that we were with, and I took him up on it. I called him, and we came to Motown in 1961. So I had written Old Mother of Mine, and I wrote Check Yourself with the great Brian Holland. And so I've been writing off and on, you know. But, you know, when you get started having hits by the great Smokey Robinson and Norman Whitfield and a few others, you know, just things just took off on another direction. And as long as we were getting having hits, that was my satisfaction, regardless who wrote it, whether I wrote it or anybody else in the group. But you know, so but I still do it because I wrote Treat Her Like a Lady, and Holly Woodson and myself, and I'm getting ready to do some more writing so for our new album that we are planning on doing. So it's still a wonderful creative process.
I mean, this is the thing, because you've had all these songs that you've written, and I know the band have contributed a lot, but a lot of your songs that you had that were quite popular, quite successful, were from Smokey Robinson, as you mentioned, and he is a brilliant songwriter. I know he's made countless hits, but the ones that he gave to you as well basically helped make Motown as successful as it was. And what do you think it was about his writing and your performance that worked so well?
Well, you know, Smokey was one of the great lyricists of all time. You know, go up there along with the Cole Porters and the, you know, greats of that era all the way to now. You know, Smokey just had a feel for the group. You know, and when he saw us at the 20 grand, well, first of all, he wrote, him and Bobby Rogers did The Way You Do the Things You Do, and then It's Growing, and then thereafter, My Girl. You know, so it's always an honor and a pleasure to sing anything that Smokey Robinson, you know, would bring to us. And so when he brought us My Girl, which he just felt as though David, which was in the group at the time, you know, could really express. And so we recorded My Girl, and that was the turning factor. Well, The Way You Do the Things You Do, that was written by Smokey, was the starting thing, graph of the Temptations, you know, moving on up. But My Girl, after that came out in, it was released in 64, but it was a major, major hit in 65 and what have you. So, you know, it's just something that Smokey just had a feel for the Temptations. And then we had a great string of hits with Smokey until we switched up and went with Norman Whitfield with Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
The thing is, after that song in particular, as you said, it was a big hit. It was a massive hit in the US. It was number one. It was hitting charts all around the world. But then again, that song afterwards then became covered multiple times. And it's one of them songs that even still today, a lot of people love, they still listen to. And what do you think of all these people that have then gone and covered the song?
Oh, it's a wonderful compliment, you know, that our peers that would find or make time to record My Girl, because see, My Girl is one of those identifiable songs that, you know, at some point in time, I like to think most men would like to have a My Girl, you know, so it's very relative to people, you know, in the world itself, you know, so to have various artists of our ilk to want to record My Girl is just a wonderful testament to the song itself, to Smokey Robinson, as well as the Temptations. So the highest honor a performer could have. One of.
Okay, I've got a couple more questions, and this is one that really intrigued me, because originally, before you became the Temptations, you was in a number of other bands, but the lineup that then became the Temptations, you were known as the Elgins. So how did you go from changing your name from the Elgins to the Temptations?
Well, we found out it was another group called the Elgins.
Oh, fair enough.
You know, yeah. So, and then come to find out that they were part of Motown's roster as well. So we had to change. So after we found that it was another group called Elgins, which came about the Temptations. And that was 61, and here it is 2016, and we are still the Temptations.
That's good. At least that name stuck. There wasn't another Temptations. That was good.
But you know what? On the truth be told, there was another group called the Temptations, a white group called the Temptations. They had a record out called Barbara Ann. And never heard anything from. We didn't even know it, you know. But and I was looking through some records. I said, "What? Temptations?" I listened at that. I said, "Oh, I remember that." But they never did say anything. So, but it was just a coincidence that you know, our minds ran in the same kind of pattern for the name.
Oh, that's. I'll have to look that up later. I didn't know that.
I guess you can call them a one-hit wonder, not to denigrate them. they never said anything, and I guess, you know, the machinery of Motown, and with us having hit after hit after hit after hit, I guess they said, oh, well, let's leave it alone, or whatever. I don't know what that thing was, but nothing ever happened.
Okay, well, I've got one more question for you, Otis, and the thing is, I looked at this because you've worked with so many great people, not just the producer side and writers, but you've also performed with absolute legends such as Diana Ross, Rod Stewart. But the question I've got to ask is there anyone in the world that you would still love to perform with, and why would you choose to perform with that person?
Naturally, you know, Adele, you know, who would not want to sing with a talent like her, you know. So then I can't think of anyone else like that, but definitely Michael McDonald.
Brilliant. And Joe, what? I reckon that you should get on the phone to him and tell him to come down, you know, for the tour in October.
Who, Michael McDonald?
Yeah. Yeah, get him to come down.
That would be great if we could get him. I have a song that would really fit his voice, a song called Elevator Eyes. And I would like to find him so I could say, man, we got a great song for you. Yeah, no, that's because his voice with the song that I wrote along with Dennis Nelson would be very complimentary.
Well, that's definitely something to keep hold of. But yeah, you know, when you're doing these, when you're doing this recording for the new album, yeah, definitely speak to Michael McDonald and get him on that song.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Well,
that is.
Definitely. Otis, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
I look forward to the tour. All right. All the best, and all right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.